This is Shay with shayrubsky.com. And I'm so excited that you chose to sign up for my time tracker. It is one of those things that you absolutely, absolutely need a wake-up call from. And it's so funny, though, because my friend Adrian was telling me about something similar that this guy did. And so that's what prompted me. I'm like, oh my. And okay, so hold the phone. My friend Adrian, she's like, ladies, because we have this Facebook chat where we chat quite a bit over the course of the week. Adrian and Julie are my two biz besties. And so we just go over a bunch of stuff together, motivate each other, vent to each other. And we just keep in contact and support each other in business and in life. And so she is in a Facebook group and she said, ladies, this guy posted this and it was a huge wake-up call for me. And she copy and pasted what he posted into our chat. And it was talking about the hours in a week and what you're doing. And this was for people who are still working their regular job and building their business on the side. And even with that, they still had extra time. And so I went on this quest to make my own spreadsheet because I'm like, oh my goodness, if these people are working their jobs, building their business on the side, and they still have time, like I have only worked in my business since 2009. I haven't worked for anybody else's business. And I've really just started building my business since then. So where has all of my time gone, you know? So then I put this spreadsheet together and at first I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all this extra time. This is awesome. Like I'm going to get so much done. I have a mommy blog that I haven't touched in probably almost 7 or 8 months. Like I want to get back into writing. I love creating recipes. Like that's, you know, how people are like, oh, you guys need to have a hobby. Well, my mommy blog is my hobby. I love sharing my pictures of what I'm cooking. And I just love talking about relationships and my children and just stuff that isn't supposed to be on my business page. And then like it hit me because And I'll talk you through mine. I have it as an example in your spreadsheet. So then it hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've had this my whole, like this whole time I've had these extra hours. And like, I didn't do the math because I was almost in tears. I'm just like, oh my friggin' Lanta. Oh my Lanta. I've wasted this much time for years, even before I was in my own business. Like I've wasted so much time and it was just very eye-opening, alarming. It was sad. And then I was hopeful. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some time back again. So if you go through all of those feelings and then by the end, if you want a glass of wine, I totally understand because that was totally me. So anyway, I want to go through my example with you just so I can explain a little bit, just so you can understand and kind of break it down for what works for you. Now, everybody is different. Everybody is separate. I understand you might have more time. You might have less time. And that's 100% okay. The whole purpose of this is so that you are aware of where your time is going. So that you become intentional and purposeful with your time versus the, I don't have time. I never have time. Oh my gosh, there's not enough time in the day. Like that's the story that we were taught. That's the story that we've conditioned ourselves to believe, which quite frankly isn't true. It's not true at all. So let me go over mine. Okay, so if you want to do the math, there are 168 hours total in a week. Now, for me, I really don't get 8 hours of sleep, but because that's my ultimate goal is to get 8 hours of sleep each night, I put in 8 hours, which equals out for 7 days a week to be 56 hours. My goal to work in my business, to work on my client work, is 20 hours a week. And to work on my business, because I am the CEO of my business, I have assistants, I have a project manager. So I want to work on my business 10 hours a week, or essentially basically a day and a half a week, specifically for my business. The workout time, is it bad that I see workout and I instantly laugh? The workout time isn't happening. Ideally, I would love to get an hour in of working out, whether that's going for a walk, whether that's doing yoga, doing one of my videos, or even just taking the dog for a walk. So so even if I took that out, I would have an extra 7 hours a week, which, oh my goodness. Family time. This is outside of work. This is spending time with the kids, playing games with the kids, being outside with them, doing other things. Like, I even added that time in, so I didn't have any excuses. Obviously, with the extra time at the bottom, you'll see that I have left. You'll be like, Shay, what the heck? I know. And then daycare and school runs. So the majority of the time, I take the kids to and from school, to and from daycare, to sporting event. Oh, I didn't even realize. I even added time for that too, which isn't really 4 hours. But again, I was trying to play it safe. So I probably have a little extra time for that. The food, dinner, and meal prepping is probably spot on, because normally what happens is every Sunday, I plan our meals, I plan what we're going to eat for the whole week, and then I take the time to go grocery shopping, and then I prepare our meals all week. We probably eat out once a week. This past weekend, we ate out a little bit more, but we normally only eat out once a week, normally a Thursday or a Friday when I'm sick of cooking, sick of doing dishes, sick of that, all of that. We'll order pizza or we'll go out to eat or something like that. So normally 6 out of 7 of our meals are made at home by me, and they are 85% whole foods or non-processed foods, outside of if we use macaroni or noodles. So those are the times that they're not processed, because I'm making lasagna or I'm making baked mac and cheese. And then I try to get the gluten-free option. So we've used, for spaghetti, we've used quinoa noodles. For lasagna, we've used, I think it's black rice or brown rice pasta. So things like that, trying to substitute to make it super healthy for us. Anyway, I'll talk about that on my mommy blog. And then for personal development, I have done nowhere near that. But that is something that I want to start doing more. And that is something I want to do for business development too. Every morning my alarm goes off so I can do my miracle mornings. And my miracle mornings is something that I'm very, very passionate about. And that includes writing gratitude in my journal, writing out my feelings so I'm releasing it from my body. Because I noticed over the last 6 months, I was in a constant state. I still am. I'm working through it. But I've been in this constant state of anxiety. And my body feels like it's always wired and it's never taking that downtime. So I've been trying to release my feelings, letting it go. Anyway, in my morning routine, I do that. I visualize my dream house. I'm looking at it right now. It's on my vision board, which is above my desk. My dream car, what I want to do. All of my goals are on a little note card, and I read those to me. So let me just explain how it goes. It goes journal, and then I visualize. I read my goals. I also read maybe about a chapter in a book each day. Right now I'm going through Jack Canfield's The Success Principles. It's really, really good, guys. I've listened to the abridged version. It is so good, so good. I would definitely highly recommend that book. And then I go through silence, kind of just letting myself sit still, meditation. And then I don't know if you've ever heard of something called the emotional freedom technique, which is also known as tapping. I do that as well. And so I allow myself to go through all of that in the mornings just so I'm prepared for the day. I find on days that I don't, I'm a bit more high strung and I'm less grounded. And I find that that really, really grounds me, and it makes things so much easier for my day. So with all of that said, as you can see, that is a total of 140 hours used. And It could be even more if I'm not doing my workouts, which I'm not. So I could even take that out. I'm only doing the morning ritual. I haven't gotten into any huge personal development where I'm going through one of the mini courses that I've bought. So I could even take that out, and that would end up with an extra 45 hours. That would end up with a whole extra work week if I wanted it to be. So that's just something to think about. Like, what would you do with all this extra time? And I know that most of the time is on the weekends, but like, when I started getting intentional, when I started hearing and noticing the different things, our TV was on way too much. So now our TV is off. We're outside more. I'm going through things more, decluttering more. I'm allowing myself to kind of be in my own head and listen to my thoughts and listen to my feelings, listen to my kids. And it's just been a lot better than it has been because I'm really understanding the time that I have, and I'm not rushing anymore. So I didn't want this to be more than 10 or 15 minutes. I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of my time. You could see Chad, that's my husband. His time is on this side. He does not work in my business. He works outside of the home, and he commutes about an hour each way. So he has commute time. Some of his stuff is a bit different than mine. So as you'll see that on there as well. So use this. Come into the Facebook group. Ask questions. Share insights. Share any ahas. And don't let this stop you. Don't let this discourage you. You'll probably go through all the emotions and end up saying holy hell at the end. That's okay. I went through those emotions too. Just know that it is 100% okay and that you will get through it. So again, this is Shay with ShayRubsky.com, and I really hope this helps. Come let me know your insights, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye, guys.